And as we do every Thursday morning, we check in with Ivy Tech, and it's our good friend, the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just great. How about yourself?
Oh, after that forecast, I'm taking full credit. Let's be fair here, because
absolutely,
we haven't had any winter, and I don't think we should talk about it anymore. The groundhog did his job. He should be commended. He should be promoted. He should get a better den or whatever it is he lives in.
That's
over there.
Right.
We should upgrade him, remodel something, because he's done an excellent job. And since winter's gone, we'll let's look forward, shall we? Well, that means spring classes or something's got to be going on at Ivy Tech. Second Ec Weeks has got to be around the corner.
That's right. I mean, I can't even believe it. We were just talking before getting on the radio that spring break is right around the corner.
Yes.
And so I just cannot believe it's 2nd of March. So our second 8-week classes start on March 20th, so that's the Monday following spring break. We have the same spring break as IU and MCCSC, and so you know, these people still have time to get enrolled in those classes. A lot of those classes are general ed type classes, so English and history and math and all of those good things that you can get done in an 8-week period. They go from March 20th to May 12th, and I'll go ahead and give a pitch for our summer and fall registration. Again, starting on March 20th, we'll open our registration, and all of our phenomenal advisors are available to help people get enrolled, help them with financial aid and all that good stuff. So come on in, never too late.
It is, and then obviously spring break week will help too, because if you're
yes,
it gets you some time to get out there where you're not running around with school and everything else. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. Ivy Tech's always a busy place going on, and you've got some folks. Actually, Bob Knight's going to be in town on March 30th, but you have a presentation going
right
on that night as well. Tell me all about the Tim Wise talk.
Right. Great. Thank you for allowing me to talk about this. Our diversity committee is made up of a lot of faculty, some staff, and they're doing some amazing, stellar programming, especially this academic year. It just gets better and better and better. And so they are bringing on campus an anti-racist educator, Mr. Tim Wise, who spent the last 25 years speaking to audiences all over the country, every single state in the United States, over 1,000 colleges and high schools, and he's going to be on our campus. I'm really very super excited about this, about him being on our campus. You know, it really helps our students to get involved in their education and to understand issues related to diversity. And we're just really super excited about him being on the campus on March 30th at 5:30. In Sharif Hall. And what I also love about Tim Wise is that he has trained several corporate and government, law enforcement, medical industry professionals on methods of dismantling institutional racism. So this is somebody with a long career in race and privilege and activism, and I'm incredibly proud of our diversity committee for bringing him on campus. So all we ask is that you let us know that you're coming so we get a head count. You can do that by calling us at our main switchboard line, and other than that, it's free. We'd love to see you out at Ivy Tech.
Now, when you built the new campus out there, I hope you saved some room for the awards, because you guys seem to pick up a handful every time we talk. Somebody else is collecting some, and tell me about our newest award winner.
This is a great one. You know, I love it when everybody gets different awards, but when our students receive awards based on nominations by their faculty, to me, that's the biggest expression of how proud we are of our wonderful students. So the state of Indiana has a Career and Technical Education Award program. It's a program of excellence. It's a ceremony that they have at the Government Center downtown Indianapolis. And both myself and the Dean of the School of Nursing, Pam Thompson, attended the awards because Pam had nominated Bridget Batter for this award. She's a nursing
student. I know
student.
Bridget.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Do you really?
It's fantastic.
Oh, she's
a fantastic
wonderful
young woman. Absolutely right. She works. She worked for
wonderful
my wife at one point over at Yogi's, and just that's where I got to know her. And she's been, again, juggling and doing all this great stuff. So fantastic
absolutely
to see it. Yeah.
She's incredible. And she also just got hired by IU Health, and I'm really excited about that. So she's going to graduate, walk right into a job. And another thing I like about Bridget is she's another student who had a bachelor's degree in journalism. And she realized that's not what she wanted to do, and she's always wanted to go into healthcare. So We're really excited about it. Bridget was involved in. There's a huge list of things that she's been involved in.
We don't have that kind of time.
No way. I mean, I'll mention two things which I think are really, really cool. She's the nursing club president, and she sits on the council for the Ivy Tech president with Dr. Sue Elsperman. So, you know, she's not just going to school and doing what she has to do there. She's involving herself in extracurricular activities, has lots and lots of scholarships that were awarded to her. In fact, when I met with her the day of the award, she told me she's graduating debt-free because of all the scholarships that she was afforded. So, fantastic. Bridget Batter, we couldn't be more proud of you and all that you're doing. And I see her down the road continuing her education, and we'll be hearing more about Bridget.
Yeah, and staying right here in Bloomington to put that to use at the hospital. So, just a great story. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and speaking of women, the Southwest Central Indiana Society of Women Engineers, whoo, that doesn't fit on the business card. you had a big event. Now, that was last weekend, but you had a great turnout. Right. Tell me what the girls learned.
Oh, my gosh. There were lots and lots and lots of young ladies. So on last Saturday, it's a Cook event sponsors the Southwest Central Indiana Society of Women Engineers. So it's called Wow, That's Engineering. We had over 100 Daisy, Brownie, Junior Girl Scouts attend the event, and many, many, many of our faculty and staff in the technology division volunteered to make sure that event went on really well. And the Girl Scouts built bridges in the morning and water filtration in the afternoon. And one of our faculty members, Tom Lucas, did lots of cool things with the students. And, you know, studies show that the early exposure to engineering and technology for young girls is super vital, because by the time they get to high school, they already have, you know, determined or made an opinion about the fact that STEM fields are not for them. And so getting them involved, getting them on campus when they're young and, you know, with their friends, and talking to female engineers on a panel and, you know, having lunch with these female engineers.
You're going to have to remind me of this next year, because at my house, I have a hard time putting together Legos, so my daughter does need something in this direction to show her there is other things out there.
Maybe a little
more
deeper.
I will
definitely do that.
Well, it's great to get all those folks.
Do that.
And it's great to get all the sponsorship that helps out with all of that as mm-hmm. well. Now, you've got a nutrition and cooking class. Wait a second here.
Yeah.
Every time we can get food on this program, and this is an honor of my man Keith this morning, who's not here. He always helps me out keeping that. But the Yellowwood Restaurant is going to throw some classes together. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, pretty cool. This is a combination event that's been sponsored by our student life group and our hospitality administration faculty, and specifically our chef, Stacey Strand. And they will put on four different nutrition and cooking classes for our students. The next one is March 20. Well, we just had our second one, which is on Tuesday, and they'll have another one right after spring break and one in April. And it's just a way for our faculty to show students how to create a healthier eating and habits for students. And this last one that they just did on Tuesday, they really focused on the effect of sugar on the body. So I don't know if
it's
Keith
not
was
good.
There. He's not a student.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
It's delicious, but it's not good.
We all know it's not good. So Chef Stacy demoed how to make sugar-free hot chocolate, sugar-free infused waters. Students got to taste everything, and it was just, you know, it's great to increase the knowledge and awareness of healthy eating and dietary habits and healthier cooking for students. And it's a great program. Really proud of our student life group and the faculty and the hospitality administration for helping our students learn something new, which is pretty cool.
Now, you told me a spring break's right around the corner.
Yes.
And the Waldron Arts Center has stuff for folks that maybe if the kids have a little cabin fever over spring break, you can help them out.
Right. I wanted to first talk about First Friday.
I skipped right over that. Sorry.
So the Youth Art Month is March, and that's a nationally recognized month to highlight arts and programming. So the event, which is a crowd favorite at the Waldron for First Friday, is our Monroe County Community School Corporation students with their artwork. It's this Friday, March 3rd, from 5 to 8, is the opening of the gallery, because it's First Friday, but we'll have the exhibit open all the way through March 25th. So this is a partnership with our local school corporation. It literally is one of the best ones. People love it. It's a fan favorite, like I said. This year we have more pieces of art than we've ever had, over 300 pieces. So come out to the gallery. You know, we're open during the day as well, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 5. If you can't make first Friday, come on over and check us out. But I also, you had mentioned the Spring Break Arts Camp. So this is a first time ever, which is pretty cool. Curtis Smith is in charge of this program, and it's for kids aged 4 to 11. And they can, throughout spring break in the morning from 9 to 12, come on out and take a class with us. It's a 2D and 3D media, such as paint and pencil and ceramics, and they're going to have a good time. And cool. On the very last day, they get to show their artwork to their parents and family and friends and all that good stuff. So
you want to get them out of the house, there you go.
Just give us a call. Yeah, exactly. Wear them out, and, you know, so then they're tired in the afternoon.
It's true. It's so true.
And then, yes, I remember those days.
That's right. And then also, never want to look too far ahead, but we do need to plan it out. Summer camps are also on the horizon. Registration. Yep. Can we start registering now for those?
Absolutely. And another kudos again to Curtis Smith. We have a really cool new camp added this year. We have a great coloring book catalog. You may or may not have seen it. It was in one of the newspapers. And then you can see it online as well if you go to ivytech.edu/youth. But so we have all kinds of classes from ages 4 to 18 throughout the summer. Some really cool camps, and I hope people take advantage and look that up. And they're interactive, and they're going to have a good time. So registration's open right now.
We will help remind those folks as the as we get closer to it. And spring break, obviously, right around the way. Youth Art Month. Can't say that very fast on the air, but it starts tomorrow. Get out and enjoy that. And next Thursday, we will be one day closer to spring break and talk about all the other fun stuff that's happening. Hey, I always appreciate your time. I know you're getting over a cold. Thanks for fighting it out with me this morning.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Jenny Vaughn, she's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She said, please try not to make me laugh. I don't want to cough. And all morning I said, Jenny, you've listened to the program before. Nobody laughs when they listen to this program. You'll be just fine.